What is? Does he? I don't. Is he also surprising me with something?
I don't know if he actually is or not. I've been wondering.
I'm so confused at what's happening. It's his birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you got the birthday fit on, huh? Damn, new boot goofing. Where did you get those? I gotta be honest, man. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Shout out to the boy, Josh Weissman, Prince Fox.
He got you those?
Set me up. Got me right. Motherfucker. Now, this is a pointed toe. This ain't no fucking bitch ass, you know, John Wayne cut. We ain't got no fucking square cut. This is for motherfuckers who get their foot in the ass. See that point? I go right in your butt.
Why did you pair them with why did you pair them with gym shorts?
I haven't quite figured out how to style them yet. I don't really get the style yet, but you know they felt good to wear.
The proportions or something's throwing me off.
I know. It's how sick they are. Look at this shit.
Oh my god.
What's up guys, this is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGSTales.TV. Sign up for a membership now at TMGSTales.TV. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck. I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens. Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown, dick in your mouth? No!
Please look at all the signs. Fashion your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
I'm here.
Damn.
I'm large and in charge. Yeah, I haven't quite figured out how to rock these yet. But
no, you're rocking them, dude.
We're getting there.
You're rocking them.
Dude, let me tell you something.
What?
I'll tell you something, you son of a bitch.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
I have a couple gifts for you.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
I like, yeah.
You know, while the energy's high, while you're feeling good,
mm-hmm.
I thought I'd give you these.
You gonna bring me down?
I think the theme of this is that I'm just not a very good gift giver.
Okay.
That seems to be the general theme. I tried really hard on these and they all just crashed and burned. Actually, the first one's not that bad.
Okay.
I'd say the first one is my best one.
Okay.
I wanted to show you that I care.
Okay. I'm ready.
And that I'm thinking about you.
I'm ready.
And every day you show up here.
Yeah.
With a breakfast burrito,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you face that thing before we start.
I try, yeah.
Normally, right up to the buzzer, mm-hmm. like you're taking your last bite as we start, right?
Yes.
And that can only result in what I imagine is pretty bad indigestion.
So?
Maybe some heartburn, maybe. So, I got you something.
This is a lifetime supply of Pepsid? I'll be stoked. Yield for the birthday boy. Oh yeah, bro, let's fucking go. Yes, I like this.
Put that right there.
Yeah,
check this out.
What's up?
Oopsie.
Oh, is that Pepsid? Oh, is that Pepsid AC? Yay. Damn,
cha-ching. Look at that, 2 hours of relief.
Look at that.
2 straight hours of relief.
Wow.
Right there for my boy.
Anytime I need it.
Now,
I can't wait till it's hitting me and I don't have any quarters and I'm like,
That's what do you mean? That's a lifetime supply of quarters.
What the fuck?
Right there.
Is this?
That's a lifetime supply for 2 weeks.
Famotidine?
What? What is it?
Famo.
Yeah, don't read that.
Tidine. Famotides. Something like that.
Okay, so that's the only good gift I got you.
Thank you.
Second one, I tried to think, what does he enjoy right now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how can we represent that, help you represent your joy for something?
Right.
So I wanted to get you something big, something that made a statement.
Right.
You know? Turns out it was a little smaller than what I thought, but this is something to put in your studio, okay? Okay. Keep facing that way.
Okay, all right. Why is it wet? What the fuck? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. God damn it. I get the sentiment, though. That would have been hysterical if that was huge.
I know, right?
But now it's just cool. You know what's really great about that, too? I just uninstalled.
God damn it!
That's fine.
Yeah, but now you always have the memories, right?
Yeah, from the good old days.
Dude, that is so sick.
Yeah, this is really cool.
That fucking owns.
Yeah.
I think you should put that up in the back of every single one of your videos.
Yeah, dude.
And if you don't do it, you're going to be pretty hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll put it up and I'll just cover it with some diffusion and then maybe a softbox over it and then a little Duvetein.
No, I think just leave it raw. I mean, it's pretty cool like that.
Just nice and hot.
Yeah, hang it on two strings so it's right behind your head.
What's up, guys? Today we are unboxing cases.
By the way, for everyone listening, it's a CSGO neon sign.
Yeah.
For my boy, because I know he likes that.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it here.
And then the third one... This one really was it fell pretty flat.
Just a doozy?
It's a doozy.
It's just a male stripper.
This is a big miss. That's what?
It's just a male stripper.
Just wearing the same outfit as you. I'll just show you.
This is actually hurting my eyes. But I like this though. I'm definitely taking this. We'll go in my garage.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh.
My turn.
That went way faster. Sorry, let me get out of here.
Yeah. Is this like you have to have an AARP card to have this? Why is it so fast? That's such a good way to try to kill your grandma.
Sorry. Stop right there. Okay. Stop. Feel free to try it. Now.
That was as safely bad as me.
Now, I thought like so long and hard about this. I'm like, he likes cars. Let's get him something funny that's like, looks like a car, but it's not a car. And we like Googled for a while. I found this. And then I showed it to somebody. They're like, oh, the one that H3 has. They did this entire bit with this exact scooter.
Oh, got it.
And they're like, oh, the Gatsby. And I'm like, yeah, that's the exact one that I got.
Yeah.
So now it's already been done.
They crashed into it? They crashed into it?
Yeah, they demolished. They crashed it. They demolished it. So it's a done bit.
Got it.
But it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah. If I race it.
Yeah.
That's different.
Track.
Yeah, if I took this to the track.
Yeah.
I have a truck. I could do that.
Yeah, that's for you.
Yeah, big old truck.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude. If this is actually mine,
It actually is.
I'm 1,000% loading this in my truck, and I'm going to take it to the track.
It's 1,000% yours.
Dude, I'm going to the track on Sunday, actually.
You should actually take it to the track. Would you be allowed?
Yeah, they wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, God, dude. I was going to wrap it in my face, but then couldn't figure out how to do that in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Yeah. So there you go.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, preach.
Happy birthday.
Go-kart for my birthday.
None of these gifts are as cool as those boots.
Yeah, the boots are pretty.
That's the best gift.
Yeah. This is the gift that keeps on giving, these boots right here.
Truly.
I mean, they smell good.
New boot goofing is like, it's just energy, you know?
Yeah. I really want to wear these all the time, if I'm being honest. I feel. What? Oh.
Yeah, and there's a cake.
A breakfast burrito cake.
Happy
goodness, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's appetizing. Oh, yeah, I really want to eat that.
Happy 25th.
Thanks, man. It's so crazy being 14.
Three candles, sorry, for 23.
It's
third for 13.
It's so crazy being a teenager, man. Dude.
Hey, watch the sign, man.
No. It's fine. Oh, man, the detail on this is disgusting. If you're listening on audio, it's a birthday cake, like a breakfast burrito, and it looks...
No, that's real cheese, though.
Oh.
I had them put actual cheese.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's that?
It's a cheesecake. It's a cheddar cheesecake.
Oh, and that's like real potatoes.
No, those are fake.
Oh.
Those are cake. Is it cake? Happy birthday. Yeah!
Thanks, gang. Dude, you were like plugging those shoes. The ones that make you tall?
Yeah.
That's what these are.
I know.
You don't even need those fucking...
No, I know. But the problem is you can see the heel lift on those.
Yeah, but no one's looking at that. They're looking in the eyes. You just keep the conversation up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, damn. I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
Yeah, little bitch.
Yeah, I do. Damn.
You just keep it. And if their eyes start to drift lower, you're like, hey, convo's up here.
Yeah.
Convo is up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everyone. I had me a time in Austin.
What'd you do?
drove some go-karts in 105 degrees.
Nice.
That was fun. We were going to go to the track, but then it was way too hot. So I rented a Porsche GT3 and drove around.
Oh, nice.
Josh led me
through
a canyon.
That's my favorite car.
Is it?
Yeah. That's always been my like dream car.
Well, the rear steps out on you.
The rear steps out on you.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't got one.
Yeah. No, we went through a canyon. Got a little squirrely on a corner.
Really?
Yeah.
Like scary?
A little bit. I was going in there kind of hot. And then the back kind of stuck its ass out.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's easy to get it. Yeah. It's easy to get it sideways.
Nice.
Yeah. Some guy in a Camaro was following us. And he was keeping up.
Nice.
And I cooked the corner a little bit. And then he tried to follow me, so he ended up doing the same thing. And then we pulled up to a stop sign, and we were both laughing. Like, oops. Both got a little ahead of ourselves there. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Did you have any barbecue?
No, but Josh showed us some of the most insane food I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Man, there's a Thai place called Sway, I think.
Okay. Oh my God. Really?
Oh, my God. I nutted.
Thai place?
Yeah, dude. You wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
But I bit into that fried chicken. I'm not kidding you. I went. I instantly nutted myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. No, Thai food is good. It's just I wouldn't suspect, because of how much Thai food we've eaten, I wouldn't suspect you to go to a place.
No,
for your
bro.
Birthday.
This, the flavors were on a level like Sway. You wouldn't believe.
Sway.
Yeah.
Like the Sway house?
Much cooler than
okay,
the Sway
house. Okay, sick.
Does that thing still exist?
I don't think so.
Sway House.
What a year that was. I did see Noah Beck last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where at?
Speaking of Sway.
Yeah.
At the old Drake show.
Oh, yeah.
I went as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Alina and I went to see Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corbin Dallas over here went and saw Drake.
And? What were your conclusions?
Well, you know, I realized at many parts of the show, like, oh, he's not talking to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not performing for me right
now.
Yeah,
right.
When I walked into the arena filled with 98% women,
mm-hmm.
I kind of took a look around and said, oh, I'm not the target demo.
I think the only part that really was targeted towards us was the giant sperm floating above the stage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was for the dudes.
That was a good meme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then it was just like swimming around and God, yeah, guys, you know? Come.
I don't know if that was for us.
I think it was for us. I think it was aimed at the boys.
Yeah.
I think it was like, fellas, right?
I'm just picturing.
We all got this in our nuts, right?
I'm just picturing a bunch of women screaming in the front row, and he's like performing for them, and then Drake just kind of looks up to like four dudes in another section like, oh, the cum! And he's like,
it's not, shut up. It's not for you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a giant semen that floats around.
And there's a bunch of like semen like swimming on the stage too.
Yeah.
Like right below him. It's like, what?
And then there's like, there's other parts where there's a laser that projects vaginas onto the stage.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, I don't want flags, but Andre Iguodala, former Golden State Warrior, was in front of us the whole night.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
He showed up kind of late. It was really funny though. The parts that were very much like for the ladies, that you could see the dudes in our general vicinity just looking around and then taking a seat.
Mm.
And it's like, well, yeah, I don't know if this is our part of the show. Yeah. And then there was a point where Andre was on his phone looking at just basketball clips.
Of himself?
No, just like other players. Okay. Just on Instagram, just like looking at hoopers.
That's awesome.
And then there was a part where he was checking out the weather. And I hate to out him like this, but but it was just...
You're kind of exposing him a little bit.
Yeah, and granted, I'm trying not to exaggerate. These are just glancing moments.
Right.
Like, because our seats were stacked.
No, he's looking at the weather for an hour.
Yeah, just...
hour straight.
Yeah. I mean, he was listening most of the show, but there were just the moments where it was not really for the guys at that point in time.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And, yes.
I thought the DJ, the 10-minute DJ set was kind of funny.
Oh, where he, like, turns it into a, like, house?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, he's, like, riding the, like, he, like, hit a couple sound effects on the little DJ pad.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of funny.
But then when him and 21 were on stage, that felt like that was for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like actually rapping.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of the singing.
Yep.
So you know.
He also complained about the lack of bras on stage. Which was kind of funny.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not enough.
Mm.
Where are all the bras? And then some chick throws up like a halter top. He's like, okay, a halter top. Okay. It's sweaty.
Yeah.
He's like, this girl got some sweaty titties. He said that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was up there at our show doing stand up.
Yeah.
That
was pretty funny.
Oh, the funniest part to me was they had that Jumbotron and they were filming different parts of the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. With the filter on.
Oh, no. There's that part.
Yeah. That part was funny. I was dying at that part. They had like the crying Snapchat, like the.
Oh, they didn't do that.
Dude, it's so funny. Just random people, and they would. And I was like, "Why is everyone crying?" And Sam was like, "It's a filter, dude." And I'm like, "Oh, right." But they'd show somebody on the Jumbotron, and they'd be like, "Woo!" into the camera, and then they look up at the thing, and they'd be like, and they look back down, and
the
filter would readjust.
Yeah,
so funny.
No, I just thought it was really, really funny and really cruel how. They would just cut to a white kid on the N-word.
Really?
Yeah, so many white kids being like... I'm like, dang. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Pretty little kitten.
Dude, LeBron walked him down.
Oh.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And his son. That was pretty...
Did he do the thing where he, like, walks down the stairs onto the stage?
Yeah.
That shit... Oh, my God, man. I was just laughing.
Yeah.
All the women he walked by just fainting.
I know. He kissed a pregnant lady's stomach.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy. They're in the car that night. She's like, we're naming him Drake. The husband's like, what the fuck? No. We're naming him after me. Drake.
We have to. It's decided.
Yeah.
He decided it.
Oh, shit. That's so rude. Yeah. He knows what he did in that moment. Yeah, holy shit, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty like disrespectful, I feel like.
So crazy. Yeah.
We're naming him Aubrey. His name is Aubrey.
God, bro. How did that happen? Did she like, was she wearing a short top and her stomach was poking out?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just out.
Yeah.
I for some reason pictured him just like unbuttoning like unbuttoning a t-shirt. Just.
Yeah, he doubles back. He passes her and then like looks, comes back, feels her stomach.
Yeah. He's like, how many
months? How many months? Six, okay.
Okay, second trimester, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he lays down the kiss. Then he gets on stage, he's like, this lady right here is pregnant. She says she's 6 months. But I just kissed her stomach. I think we just started over because I gave her something new in there. And then, DJ! And then the song comes on. Baby, you my everything. She's like, oh my God! Her husband just next to her.
It's the worst show ever.
Yeah, show sucks.
This show sucks ass.
That's why we're mad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're mad. We're like, man, this shit is stupid, man. This is fucking whack. It's lame.
Every girl's like, this is the best show I've ever seen.
Bro. The whole time I was stressed because like we're in a box and the people that were there were like just smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like the whole time I'm like, my pregnant wife is sitting here. I'm getting contact high right now.
Cody came to the Drake show, not turned
anime
up.
Anime girl is floating around stage.
What
like
is
naked.
Happening?
What is going on?
Yeah. Well, he kissed that lady's stomach. He's going to kiss my wife's stomach? What? Yeah. Is that part of the show?
Yeah.
Sign up for that.
Drake, my wife's pregnant too.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you go crazy. You see that on the Jumbotron? You're like, oh, this show rules. Sir! Damn. Show your stomach. Show your stomach.
Let's be sure.
Show your stomach. Show him you're pregnant. What would you do if Drake just hooked himself up to a stunt harness? He's like, hey, yo.
Floated up.
Yeah, floated up to your box.
Just all of a sudden, just like, yes.
Yeah. With the sperm in the Peter
Drake
Pan.
Drake coming up here?
Yeah, the sperm in the Peter Pan behind him. And just like a fucking Michelangelo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Michelangelo kiss your fucking pregnant wife's stomach.
Be like,
oh shit.
Lift up the shirt. Expose the belly.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're just old.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
I am old, honestly.
Yeah, my takeaways from the Drake concert were this dude has a fuck ton of music. He's very hype on stage. And I don't think this whole show was for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I have the same conclusions.
But I would also, actually, I keep saying, I don't even think it's really a gender thing, because male Drake fans, locked in.
Yeah.
Locked the fuck in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're singing
dudes
right
in our box
him.
That were filming themselves the entire
show. Yeah, dude, that part's crazy.
Fisheye lens.
Yeah.
Camera turned at them.
Yeah.
Singing every lyric.
Yeah.
They filmed the whole thing.
That's Drake's energy. He could make
What are they going to do with that?
Bro, Drake's energy makes otherwise unassuming male turn into like a bad bitch.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's got grown men at his shows with the flashlights on them being like, baby, you my anything.
That's so true.
I was like, whoa.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gotta appreciate the guys and the standing like in front of the stage. You know, the innocuous groups of 2 and 3 males that, you know, they're probably early 20s. The social confidence really isn't there. And they're just looking around at all the girls.
Yeah,
they keep like looking at each other being like, bro, be cool. You know, what's really funny to me, too, is that square stage.
Yeah.
And you're standing on the floor. You know, you're just like waiting. It's like watching like a horse race or something. Like, you can't see him, you hear him rapping, and you just know he's on the other side of that cube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
but
when he comes,
there's TVs on the side of the stage, so you're
I know,
watching
but,
the projection.
But what's really funny is the people just looking up, being like,
please, please.
And then he comes over for 3 seconds, and they're like,
you see, like, an inch of his forehead,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of, like, lean over,
yeah,
and then, like, go back the other way.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you see him?
Yeah. Actually, that's true, when you're fucking all the way up.
He can't see shit.
Bro. People probably got, they probably got all the way up to the front.
Yeah.
They're like,
see a little bit of his chin.
Yeah.
They're like scoop over
right
and go
there.
Back.
Oh, fuck. You're so close.
It's just forehead and braids.
Just braids.
Just braids.
Just one drop of sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Do you want to see my new guy of the week?
It's not Drake?
It's not Drake.
Sure. A week in my life as a 24-year-old bachelor in D.C. No fucking shot, man. No fucking shot. Oh, my goodness. God damn it.
This is a week in his life as a 24-year-old bachelor in D.C.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to be clear.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Copy. All right.
On Monday, I started a new engagement at work, so I spent some time building out my look before heading out. At night, I made some chicken for dinner and worked on some personal budgeting while watching The Departed on TV before bed.
It's a good movie.
On Tuesday after work, I watched a concert over the Navy Memorial near my house before heading home to make a new salmon dish I have been wanting to try out, and then closed out the night with my weekly dose of Law & Order. On Wednesday, I caught up with one of my colleagues for lunch at Officina, which is adjacent to our office. We had a pretty full lunch where I tried their spaghetti and meatballs, and their sauce was incredible.
Oh, good.
In the evening, I headed over to the Spy Museum for our firm's monthly fun event, where I focused extra time on doing the simulated missions they had to offer and spent some time in the cybersecurity exhibit. We closed out the night with some dinner at Falafel Inc.
This dude's 24? This motherfucker acts 50.
We were able to brace the heat and eat on the water. To close out the week, I headed to Wonder Garden for a happy hour event hosted by a public policy group I'm a member of, where I was able to network with fellow aficionados and hear remarks from two members of Congress about upcoming housing policy.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards, I experimented in the kitchen again with a new baked chicken recipe for dinner.
This is a week in
my life. Yeah, this dude is a CIA asset.
What are you saying?
This is a fucking, yeah.
Spy?
No, he's just a government asset by all accounts.
How so?
He just is. I don't know what capacity, what agency, but he's an asset.
Yeah.
What a narc. A week in my life as a 24-year-old bachelor in D.C.
Narc.
I like the Spy Museum. I also casually enjoy political rallies.
I think he's a spy from another country, maybe.
Oh, he's actually Russian?
Just something like that.
A week in my life as a 24-year-old bachelor in D.C. More American.
Yeah, just a normal guy.
Just a dude?
Yeah, this is the guy of the week. Just normal guy doing
What's up with
stuff.
These suit pictures? He just... What's up with the framing? Other videos. Okay, got it. I thought he was just taking pictures like that.
I love this like state of social media that we're in, where it's like everything that's like exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Or like hyperbolic in any way to make your life seem better than it is.
Yeah.
It's all been done.
Yeah.
We're over it.
Get ready.
We just want to see completely, completely normal lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what's that one? He's like eating like a fucking air compressor hose. Go up. Yeah. What's up with that? School tours as DC resident? Right there.
41 likes. Let's watch this.
What's he doing?
Monday.
Oh, he's motorboating, gang. He was motorboating. Motorboat nature's air.
Yeah, he should have just tossed in like a crazy like wild card in the middle of that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I hit this and then we hit the strip club afterwards and it's just
Yeah. I just kept picturing just a rough cut. He's just screaming in his living room.
What?
Just like releasing some rage. After that I went and saw a concert in the Navy Park.
And after that, I blew off some steam.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Dang. Yeah.
Wednesday night, I experimented with some new chicken, a new chicken dish I've been willing to try. And then I got the craziest head I've ever received in my life. Thursday morning, breakfast at the...
Yeah. Friday night, I went out with some friends. I met a lovely young lady and we went back to my place. I blew her fucking back out. Then I kicked her out of the crib and ordered her an Uber at 6 a.m. He's into politics. I see. Yeah. I was just thinking, get ready with me as a 38-year-old going to the Drake concert. Me and my pregnant wife went to the Drake concert, and we realized people are kind of young here.
I definitely got contact high.
What are all these steel compressed air cans in the parking lot? Actually, no, that'd be a hardstyle show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
bro,
exactly.
Shout out Lil Texas, man.
He
messaged me this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, same. He hit me up. He thought the episode was funny.
Yeah, he said, what did he tell me? He was like quoting a, this music is not for alone or whatever I said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not by yourself music.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, that killed me, man.
Yeah.
I was like, it's really not, dude. Anyway.
He's a good guy. Did you see Firefest 2 was happening?
Awesome.
And I think we should watch
with
his announcement video. Oh, yeah. Watch his video.
What?
I haven't seen this yet. I watched like the first like two frames. This just got announced this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they muted.
Video Instagram, has no sound?
Instagram muted his ass. They're like, nah, man.
Nah,
not again,
sorry.
Player.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice try, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this ain't going to fly.
Try, does he have an Instagram? A personal one? Yeah, he probably posted it somewhere else. We can find it.
What if
he should have done the same shit and done the paid people to post the orange squares. He should have done that.
It's back. This year, we're going to be a bit more reasonable. We are renting out all of South Florida.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is a big day because as of right now, Fyre Festival 2 tickets are officially on sale. It has been the absolute wildest journey to get here, and it really all started during the 7th month stint in solitary confinement. I wrote out this 50-page plan of how it would take this overall interest and demand in Fyre and how it would take my ability to bring people from around the world together to make the impossible happen, but how I would find the best partners in the world to allow me to be me while executing Fyre's vision to the highest level. In my first year, I partnered with one of the biggest and best TV companies in the world to produce a documentary called After the Fyre. I've also worked with one of the biggest production companies to sign a deal to produce Fyre Festival, the Broadway musical. And finally, today we are announcing Fyre Festival 2. We spoke to people as far away as the Middle East and South America, and ultimately, we decided that Fyre Festival...
So we're going to be doing it in Iran.
Yeah.
It was coming back to the Caribbean. We are targeting Fyre Festival...
They're doing it in the Caribbean again?
...Festival 2 for the end of next year, and in the meantime, we'll be doing pop-ups and events across the world. Guys, this is your chance to get in. This is everything I've been working towards.
They just cut him off. They're like, no.
Nah, I'm going.
Yeah, I know you're gone.
I'm for sure going.
Yeah, I know you're gone.
I'm on the lineup.
Yeah, okay. Down bad, huh?
I'm the only person they booked.
Yeah, we didn't have any money.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything. I'll do anything.
Yeah, we didn't have any money for the artists, so you're cool.
We'll put you on the bill.
You're cool doing a 10-minute set. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to play 4 songs? Convicted con man.
Welcome to a week in my life as a 35-year-old convicted con man.
Bro,
in New York City.
Heat, man.
Promoting Fyre Festival 2.
Chase Bank is looking at this guy, licking their teeth. They're like, this dude's got potential.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Is that there isn't a lineup or anything yet, but tickets are on sale. So it's like already another kind of scam where he's like pre-selling tickets or whatever to like fund the actual event. Which the whole thing, it's just backwards again.
This is sick. I can't wait for all of L.A. to fall for this again. Every L.A. influencer who moved from fucking Iowa.
Yeah. To fall for what?
Canada.
Like to not get tickets in time, you mean?
No, to do it. To be like,
oh, to buy tickets. And I already got mine, so.
Yeah. 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 You bought yours as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we checked all over and we decided we're doing it in Alaska. We're doing it in Nunavut.
Tickets are starting at $500. They should do it the same, like as an art piece.
Mm.
Like make it look exactly like the last one. And have it be like the Fyre Festival experience that you know what you're getting into when you go there.
Oh, that'd be genius.
Right?
And then people defending it. Not every festival has to be tailored to what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. Like it could be like the anti-Coachella.
Oh,
It's kind of fucking genius.
Where it sucks.
It just sucks on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the Caribbean.
At Caribbean Sea.
Wow.
Where is it exactly? It's the Caribbean. What do you mean?
It's just there. Just pull up, dude.
Just pull up, dude. Tell the Uber, go to the Caribbean. See us.
Pull up, dude. Man, I can't wait to see this guy fuck it up again. A Broadway play? Who is seeing that? Don't people who like Broadway like crying and rapping and stuff?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. Wasn't that like Hamilton's biggest shit? Like, yeah. So if they're crying rapping?
Yeah.
I guess if they did that with this.
I mean, all things considered, it is kind of the best thing for him to do. Billy McFarland, right? What else would get you more press than this? Which is the way you sell tickets.
Yeah.
Like it's slimy, but it's like that's him.
Yeah.
And obviously I feel like this is an obvious move, sort of.
Yeah.
And people are gonna go and it's probably gonna work.
Yeah. Well, you're going.
I'm definitely going.
Cody's going to go there and it's going to suck ass. He's like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then line that up with him complaining about Drake.
Yeah.
You know, Drake didn't rap perfectly in the box seats in front of me in the box seats that I purchased in an air-conditioned room with direct access parking and VIP in and out. So I was able to get home in a record amount of time. Didn't hold a candle to the Fyre Festival.
We did get out of there pretty fast.
Yeah.
We left a little bit early.
Yeah? How early?
Like when he... Yeah, it was probably like 30 minutes into his set.
Yeah.
He left. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I was just watching the stream from my watch.
Yeah.
In the car on the way home. I was like, this is actually way better.
Yeah.
No, we left like right after him and 21 started rapping together.
Right after?
Well, probably like 10, 15 minutes into it.
Oh, mistake.
Why?
You didn't stay till the end of that?
No. Was there more after that?
Well, at our show, he encored like a motherfucker.
For how long?
We left during, so I don't know.
So you did too?
Yeah, but I saw the duration of the show.
Okay, yeah.
It was like, it was over, but he was like, this crowd is so crazy. I'm about to encore. I mean, I'm about to do a couple extra with you, man. I got my dog party next door over here. And I was like,
what?
Yeah.
He came out?
He was there.
He sung?
I don't think he's saying.
But he
was just covering like some PND stuff, and that's really when he was firing up his DMs.
Yeah,
he was like, "I don't think I've even done this song before," and he pulled his earpiece out, and he just starts singing, and just girls running up like trying to touch him, and I know what people are saying right now. For a show you didn't like very much, you sure are talking about it a lot.
I know.
Just admit you liked it, man.
People are gonna rip on me for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just old and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so tired, dude.
From that show?
Yes, man.
That's hilarious, because you
I'm
didn't rap
so
one
tired.
Word.
I don't know why. I just...
How many boozers do you have?
Like two?
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
What?
It's just funny hearing from you, just like, I had two beers and I'm tired from observing the Drake concert.
So tired. So tired.
I was new boot goofing all weekend.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
Yeah. I might move there, man.
To Austin?
Yeah, no. I was kidding. I never.
I do love it there, though.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird-ass town.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, keep Austin weird.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyways, you see this bear kill this moose?
Yeah, no, let's see this bear kill this moose, actually.
This is actually pretty fucking wild.
This is a day in the life as a 24-year-old.
I said this because just imagine this is me hiking.
Oh my God.
This is you filming.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right? The bear is just swimming.
I'm going to. Nice and easy.
It's like just run, you know? This moose is... Like, why would you go back?
I am. I want
stay far enough away so we don't scare the bear off it.
Brother, that'd be so funny if that moose came charging straight for their boat.
Look, he's got him. Holy cow.
Holy cow? That's a moose, sir.
Probably is. Look.
Yeah, a lot of animal death starts on the ass.
Oh, he's stomping at him. You're fighting?
This dude just watching, holding a gun at him the whole time.
He's like, all right, enough fun. He's just both of them.
Oh, now it's to the face.
Breaks his neck. And then the moose is just dead. And then he drags out of the water. Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a brown bear right there.
That was a brown?
That's a grizzly.
Isn't that crazy?
Black bear would just be just doing somersault.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going for the moose. Ooh. Just tickling itself. Oh, man. Bro.
What?
What?
Are we just... Is this a texting break?
No, I just was trying to... Be, bro.
What? What?
No, I got a... what do you think about this for a name for cum?
Mm-hmm.
Cocksnot.
Mm, I like that.
Ball boogers?
I like that, too.
Okay. Anyway. so, me, Josh, and...
what about jizz? No, that one already exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, so me, Josh, and our homie Sam, we're getting ice cream. And then there was a part of the day where he had a dookie.
Okay.
I'm out on you, brother, but he had a dookie.
Okay.
We were in line. We went to this ice cream place 2 times in a row. So okay. The second time we were there.
2 times in a row? Like you went there and then you just went
came back yeah,
out the exit and then into the
two nights in a row.
Okay, okay.
So we're there for night two.
Okay.
Day two of ice cream.
Day two, yeah.
And we're in line and we ate a bunch of food prior and Josh is like, dude, oh man, I think I got a dump. And then the line was pretty long to get to the bathroom and there's a door code on it.
Okay.
Josh is feeling uncomfortable. He's like, God, because it's like one of those single bathrooms that's next to the line.
Okay.
Small
yeah.
place. And so we're in line, and then just we're getting close to the door. And then Alina goes, hey, Josh, it's vacant if you want to use it. He's like, you motherfucker. So we get a little closer, and Alina's like, just try to open it. See if you don't need the code. And he goes to open it. It makes the loudest, like, and then he's like, fuck. And then our buddy Sam's like, yo, what's the code of the door? My boy has to take a shit right now.
In front of the line?
That's and good. Then the girl goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. And Josh is like, of course.
Enjoy your poop.
Yeah.
Y'all can check him out on YouTube, by the way. Oh, he's got a great channel.
Then, dude, you got in there. I waited like 3 minutes and I just started knocking on the door like crazy.
Fuck.
And then he's just cackling away in there. He's dying laughing.
My mom was saying she was waiting. We're at this place. It was sort of like it was a restaurant like beside like a little outdoor concert that was going on.
Yeah.
So there was like a massive line for the bathroom and there was two stalls.
Yeah.
Or like two doors basically. Yeah. And they were both like, you know, it's like guys and girls. So my mom's just like waiting in line. She's in the front of the line.
Yeah.
And there was just one door that people were coming out of and going into. The other one was like locked for a long time. And so she's waiting there. She's the next one in line. And this dude goes up. This dude from behind her goes up in front of her, slams on the door, and then gets back in line behind her. So she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like the dude's gonna come up and think it was her that was slamming on the door.
That's a good prank.
It's a really good
prank.
It's a really good prank.
Such a good bit. That's such a good prank.
Versus like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You can go in front of me. Go in front of me. You can go in front of me.
No, you got it, man.
No, I don't think
you got it, man.
No, I actually don't.
You got it, man.
No, I can hold it. I can hold it.
Yo, this dude needs to take a shit.
Thank God you got out of there, man. He's been
waiting.
He's been waiting.
Bro's been waiting.
I haven't been waiting that long. He's lying. I wasn't the one who knocked.
Dude. Thinking about your mom just standing there, just like smiling.
Yeah.
And then some fucking dude walks out. What is your problem? And your mom just trying to explain. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't me.
She turns around and that guy's just not there.
Yeah, yeah. It was him.
Oh. Yo, it's like knocking on the door while 12 people are shitting is so mean, but it's so funny.
It's funny because it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, have you ever gotten knocked on before?
Yeah.
It does. It like instills a sense of panic. I'm a bit entitled. Okay, I got to wrap this up.
Nah, I'm a bit entitled.
Are you?
Yeah. If they knock on the door,
you're going to make them wait?
I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
See, I'm the type of guy, like, if someone is waiting for a parking spot, I'm like, I get out of there as fast as I can.
Mm, I do that.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but if I'm shitting,
I feel like it's the same sort of thing. No?
Taking my time.
Taking your sweet time.
Yeah. I don't want a hemorrhoid, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got one of those, like, turd cutters, like.
What?
You know, like a, that's not the right. That's a phrase
that
for
just
an
your asshole.
Yeah. I just mean, like, you know, when you're taking a tough shit.
Yeah.
It's like a square coming out of, this is Steve's description. It's the funniest thing ever. He says square peg coming out of round hole.
Okay. Something like actually is.
Yeah. He's like, you got your shit in a square out.
Yeah.
If it's a situation like that, dude, I'm treating that like pregnancy.
Yeah.
I'm rolling that baby over.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm giving it time.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Yeah. I'm having contractions.
Yeah. And I'd be liable to let the bathroom know. She's back in. Hold on. She's back in. Yeah. We're going to have to go again in about an hour. Cigar cutter? Oh, my God, man.
Oh, God.
What an image.
That's kind of what it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a hemorrhoid before.
Yeah.
It was the worst. It sucked. So itchy. And it just every poop hurts. Every single one. So
that's why you couldn't enjoy the Drake concert.
Yeah, it was
just hemorrhoid firing the just fuck up.
Just doing this. Trying to scratch it on the seat.
Isn't it kind of hot
like
in here?
Dog.
Like a dog. Yo, yeah. Dude, I love when dogs
my
do that.
Yeah. It's so funny.
That little toy, like little toy soldier walk they do. Dragging that ass. Yeah. You know, and they let a nasty one out. You're like, yeah, this one, they're dragging it all across the concrete. Ollie's hilarious because his legs just, they come up like kickstands.
Yeah. It's like they use their bottom legs as like leverage.
Yeah. Yeah. They just,
yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if we could do the same.
I do.
Just after you take a shit, you just drop to your
direction.
Yeah. Legs up. Yeah, bro.
What are you doing? I'm scratching my asshole.
So funny to be fucking 38 years old with a hemorrhoid at a Drake show. You got Prep H in your bag. Clear bag policy. What the fuck is that? It's Prep H.
Prep H.
Prep H.
What the hell is Prep H?
Yeah. It's a young security guy?
Yeah.
The fuck is Prep H, bro?
Sounds like a drug.
It's for hemorrhoids. It's
for hemorrhoids.
Hold on, I gotta call my supervisor. Yo, you heard of Prep H before? Short, like 50-year-old lady walks over and she goes, "Ah, baby, he got hemorrhoids." Like, what? Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, bro. Damn, clear bag policy with Prep H in there.
So funny.
Or you,
everything out of your pockets, please. Yeah. That's not everything. There's something else in your pocket.
Don't make me
fucking. It's hemorrhoid cream.
It's hemorrhoid cream. No, it's the little capsules that you got to shove in your ass. Just a pack of those?
Yeah.
The fuck are these? Earplugs? No.
Sort of.
Perverse. Damn.
It's a suppository.
Drake's like, "Ladies, can I turn this place into a nightclub for a minute? Would you mind if I do it?" You straight to the bathroom. I need a one. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah. Yeah, that's you at the Drake concert. Yeah. Oh, my God. Your seat donut.
Yeah.
Is this 7F? Okay.
My ass is like in it.
Oh, my God. The people sitting in like that area, they're like, those are our seats. You can't go around. My doctor says I'm not supposed to get up and get down too much. I got hemorrhoids. Yeah, going to a concert with hemorrhoids is crazy. Yeah, man.
That's funny. That is funny.
Oh, pink is for the girls and blue is for the boys. Look at that guy tipping his hat. Excuse me, me lady.
I have a hemorrhoid. What doth the bacon narwhal?
Why they got her on the left? So it was like transatlantic. Like,
oh, darling, don't bother me with your with all your chatter. I've got a hemorrhoid.
What doth the bacon narwhal?
Yeah, that dude's more like Frank Sinatra. On
yeah,
the right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, depends actually.
Yeah,
he could be a neckbeard.
Yeah, he could definitely be a neckbeard. Dude, they just fill him with detail and color. He's got like a fucking Avengers T-shirt on underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of Spider-Man pins on his sport coat.
Yes. What doth the bacon narwhal?
I don't even know if that's the right meme.
It's almost there. It's what close. It's just what does the bacon narwhal, isn't it? Or what time? At midnight, dude.
The narwhal bacon's at midnight.
Duh.
Oh, God, man. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, we need to kill anyone who says that still. Oh, shit. It's a catchphrase that's created for Redditors to identify themselves in
public places. So it's like, what time does the bacon narwhal? And the other person's supposed to say, oh, at midnight.
Holy shit.
Tip of my cap to you, my sir. Good to meet you.
You imagine that in 2012?
What are you a mod on?
Oh, fuck.
What subreddits do you mod?
Oh, fuck. Well, I am the lead moderator of the RimWorld subreddit and various
and
mods
just,
for RimWorld.
I just got promoted to intern on the Amaranth subreddit. Yeah.
Was she popping at that time?
I don't know.
In 2010? That's crazy, man. People actually do that? Didn't people
They used to, for sure.
You think?
And I think they still do, too. I deleted Twitter, as I've told you many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like, I've just replaced the what?
You want to pick that up?
Yeah, exactly.
Your optimal living standards?
Yeah, exactly. No, but the problem is when I delete something, I just replace it with another addiction.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it's become Reddit.
Yeah.
Because it's the only other thing on my phone that's not TikTok and Instagram or whatever. Yeah. So now I've replaced the habit where I click the Twitter icon with Reddit.
Mm.
And I regret it every single time.
What do you land on?
It's just I just hate the comment section every time.
Yeah.
Of every single post.
Well, it's so much well, actually.
Yeah.
So much well, actually.
It's just everyone thinks that they're, like, really smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Everyone else on this subreddit is incredibly stupid except me.
Yeah. It's just like this entitlement sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. What time doth the bacon narwhal?
Anyway, should we do the bonus?
I guess we should.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yes, we should.
All right, let's hop into it. Do you want to ride this thing?
Yeah.
Out of the episode?
Let me ride out.
Yeah. You got to feel the speed of this thing, actually. It's pretty thrilling. It is. Dude, and there's like safety wheels on the back.
Yeah, good wheel. Oh, shit. Goodbye.
What did he just hit?
I don't know.
Cruise it back on a set.
little slower, baby.
Right into your kneecaps.
What is happening? All right, thanks for joining us. See you next week, and we'll see you in the bonus. What was that? It's fine. Dude, we have to take this thing to Vegas. We have to.
This week on the Bone Zone.
So what are these made out of?
These are
dodo?
The last one white rhino. Oh, and they stained it brown. That's crazy. Oh, because the rhino shit itself when they killed it.
Dude, with the mask, like, yo, can we get this fool out of here? This is, I don't want to pick it up. I got a hemorrhoid, bro. Just chill.
What do you mean they faked blowjobs?
So fucked up, dude.
That ruined my day.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv. Ha ha ha!